Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. It's all free. Everything's free there except for the books. You decide you want one of the books, we're going to charge you for that. But otherwise, everything is free. Lots of stuff, thousands of stuffs, thousands of things that you can use to your advantage. Archives and articles and Brain Trust members and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog when you get a chance. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer and the author of Home Office Know-How: Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. How are things in South Florida?
Things are looking good. We're approaching hurricane season, so there's a lot of... Excuse me?
Are you getting ready?
Getting ready. I'm doing my obligatory articles about getting ready, and we're just seeing it coming along where everyone's getting all crazy as if, you know, it's funny because the media, and I am part of the media, but they tend to sort of get a little nutty this time of year, thinking that, you know, it's a great way to sell ads because everyone's tuning in.
And I was going to say, isn't this a time to be using the season for your advantage in the media?
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of sad, you know. I like to write, you know, articles about it and post content to my website and on my e-zine and let people know how to handle it and how to prepare. But you know, the one thing you got to do is, in as much as we go through this, and you know, every year and for six or so months out of the year, and even longer last year because we had some late season storms that were even out of season. You know, everyone's got their crises and everyone's got their natural disasters to prepare for, and it's just a matter of being ready, not being alarmist, just being ready.
You know, for most of the country, what you're talking about is like a, huh?
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those kinds of things. Yeah. You know, yeah, there's hurricane season, and, I'm sure I'll read about it in the paper. I'm sure I'll hear about it. You know, I'll watch a little bit of it on television. I'll watch from, it's, for most of the country, the hurricane experience is like a reality show for them.
Right.
They watch it on television.
You watch it on CNN or on the Weather Channel.
But you guys live this. I mean, if you live in the coast area, especially Florida,
right?
You got a big bullseye on you right now.
We've been whacked
for 6 months a year.
Yeah, the past 2 years we've been hit pretty hard. The severity has not necessarily. I mean, leave it to me to say something that this extreme.
Now don't tick off the hurricane gods now, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tempt the hurricane fate.
Don't tempt fate here, but you know what? It's been, but it's a matter of preparing. And while Florida has a target, you know, you're vulnerable all the way up to New York and New Jersey, and you're vulnerable all the way around to you know, Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's a and inland. That's one thing that the myth. Anyone who's listening saying, you know, if you have listeners in the Orlando, the Central Florida area, they learned that, you know, 2 years ago, and I'm not sure if it was Ivan, but
there is no inland Florida.
There is no inland
Florida. There really is no inland Florida.
You know, if you're within 100 miles of the coast, there is no inland area.
There's inland Oklahoma, but there is no inland Florida.
Well, even then, the storm comes through and it just dumps, you know, 6 to 8 inches or 10 inches of rain as it moves through. So
right.
May not get the wind, but it gets nasty nonetheless.
Yeah.
But I think the key lesson is just to prepare. Don't be alarmist. Get your backup plans in place. Find out what you're going to do with your website or your email and how you will access it. Will you have email access? Do you own a BlackBerry or a Trio or some other device to be able to access remotely? Do you use a remote access service that will allow you to either upload your data
another thing, Jeffrey, is if your website and other things are on a server somewhere, which as mine are, you know, not in my office. They're in a server, kind of a server farm in another city. You know, is it likely to receive the same effect as you are? You know, is it possible to have a backup somewhere else in another part of the world, you know, where, so to speak, where if whatever happens to you might not happen to those things? At least if you're offline, maybe at least your customers don't have to be offline.
Well, it's key to have redundant backup and to have it if your website is hosted in one location, try and get it co-located in several locations. And big businesses do that because if I spoke to a guy this week who has it for an article I was writing, he has his own server, but he also has it backed up in Chicago and then another one out west.
There you go. Of course, now this is a lot of high altitude stuff for home-based business owners because they typically they'll have a website. It'll be hosted by somebody. But seriously, if you're home-based, you know, that might be a decision to make. Jeffrey, I'm not saying that to get all worked up about it, but it might be when you decide who's going to host your site, where you're going to host it. Maybe, especially if you live in a place that's storm-prone like you guys are, maybe you have it. You do business with somebody in Pennsylvania or whatever. Somewhere
well, the other
more
thing...
inland.
Yeah, and the other thing to think about is two things. First off, increasingly people are going with the larger vendors out there, whether it's a network solutions or a GoDaddy or a Yahoo to create their website and host their website. So when you go with those, they typically have co-located sites so that it's not just in one big server farm, that if somebody accidentally hits the light switch, everything gets shut down and you're offline, not to make light of it. But also, you have to consider that, and when you're a small business and whether you're home-based or a small business and you don't own your own server and you're getting some guy or some small business to create your website and host your website, you got to ask them, where is your server? Because a lot of times these guys don't host their own.
No.
Where is your server located, and is it co-located? Is it backed up? Is there redundancy? And, you know, are all your backups in one location? By the same token, if you're using somebody in L.A. or San Francisco, or if you're using somebody in Oklahoma, you speak of Oklahoma, every area, for the most part, has some sort of malady that can shut it down, whether permanently or for, you know, a couple of hours, whether it's a major
storm. So now you're telling me I really can't run it. There's nowhere I can run, Jeffrey.
There's nowhere you can run.
That is important to ask about. And folks, especially as you grow your business, as you become more dependent upon your website and your customers are dependent more upon you. And, you know, more and more small businesses, Jeff, as you know, started out last year as home-based. They had no business. Today, if their website went down, they'd be out of business.
A year
later, you know. So these are just things to think about, folks. As we enter the hurricane season, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. We've got a lot more to come. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, you've been on my show for a long time now, several years. I think we're in our seventh year or so of you doing our show. I don't know if you remember me saying this, but probably starting around, I'm going to say somewhere around 2000, turn of the century, I started making this comment. When broadband connectivity, when the big pipes are generally diffused in the marketplace, when pretty much anybody who wants to have a big pipe can have a big pipe into their house or their business,
right.
I said this, when that happens, the world will change. Do you remember me saying that?
Yep, I recall some along those lines.
The world will change. Well, Jeffrey, the world is changing fast. And speaking back to your idea of being prepared, I don't have this yet, but I'm going to have it this week. I was sitting next to a guy the other day in an airport, and he had one of those little Verizon I don't know exactly what they're called. You know the terminology for the...
Well, they call them air cards.
Air cards, that's it. Mm-hmm. He had a little Verizon air card popped into his computer. It was very much like mine. Just a little IBM ThinkPad. He had a little Verizon air card in there. And he was online wherever he wanted to be, wherever he happened to be. He didn't have to go to any particular place in the airport. He didn't have to. He could have been driving down the road, and he was connected with a big pipe to the internet over wireless, Verizon Wireless.
Right.
And so now we go back to your connectivity.
Right.
You mentioned earlier about having a BlackBerry, but of course if the pole is down. If the antenna's down, and it's your local one, you got a problem.
Right.
But and I'm not sure how Verizon. I guess Verizon works over. Does that work over satellite?
No, they work over the same cellular network. You need
they
a cellular signal in order to get it. But what's interesting is I did an article that article we were talking about hurricane prep. I interviewed the people from Verizon, and they just opened up a network operations center in Orlando that is capable of withstanding Force 5 hurricane.
Wow.
So, they have their operations center and a switch that they installed that's capable for that. Those cards run about, you can get it for about $100, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Cost you about $40 to $60 a month for unlimited service.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the value you place
on
data, because it's not voice, it's data, and it's the value you place on that type of access to data. And one of the things, it was a comment that went into my article, one of the things that you would need to really prepare your business, if you're an online business or if online is really key for what you do, and not necessarily e-commerce, but if you even need to email or just be in touch, air cards are a great solution, as is VoIP, something that you really need, voice over internet protocol.
Now that's another example, Jeffrey. That is a very dramatic example. And when I say dramatic, but folks, I mean you can watch the world change in front of your very eyes. Voice over IP is changing, is literally changing. It's creating paradigm shifts everywhere you turn.
Right.
I mean, things are going back to zero because of voice over IP.
Now think about voice over IP or VoIP in a hurricane preparation or disaster preparation mode. You have a box that plugs into a broadband connection. It is your phone line, okay? But everything regarding your phone, whether it's your voicemail, your telephone number, everything is hosted at the VoIP service.
Data, whatever.
Everything is hosted
out there. It's messaging, email, everything.
Nothing is local, meaning nothing is on your phone or on your computer, even though you need a broadband connection. So. Many companies that I've interviewed for this story are saying, if we have to leave, we have VoIP, we use it regularly, it's our main phone service, we will run to Orlando, we will run to Atlanta, we will run to some place that has not been affected, get a hotel room with a broadband connection,
and you're back in business.
And we're back in business. Just plug in the phone. And you can even do that. You talk about it. I've not seen how it works yet, but I imagine you plug your phone into your Verizon AirCard-connected laptop.
I wouldn't be surprised,
And all you need is a broadband connection.
And your phone number goes with you.
Your phone number,
if you're
in Istanbul, your phone number goes with you.
It travels with you.
Exactly. And it's your local area code. And not long distance for them to call you. You still get all your calls and ditto.
And they're making phones. They're making pretty sophisticated PBX type phone systems for VoIP, for voice over IP.
Yeah, and one thing to keep in mind,
businesses.
I interviewed a business last week with 30 people, and it has VoIP, and it connects with his laptop, with his desktop, and his whole network in the office, so he can see who's online, he can listen to calls, he can track the calls, he can press one button to record a call because he runs a customer service type company. So these are not things, you don't have to give anything up with VoIP. In order to feel that you are, taking advantage of free or reduced price.
And Jeffrey, my goal in this conversation is not to cause a mass exodus to VoIP. That's up to you folks. You have to make that decision on your own. But there also is a potential cost savings. The main thing I want to do, Jeffrey, and you've helped me do this very well today, is just to introduce it, let people know about it a little bit so they can start doing their own homework. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
They can find the books there, too, can't they?
You can find the books. You can find all my goodies.
And your newsletter.
And my newsletter.
Your free newsletter. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. See you next time.
Jim, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Quick break, right back with the wild and crazy Mark Mayberry. Buckle your seatbelts. Mark Mayberry is in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.